Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
This week is Healthy Eating Week, so a time when I guess we need to have a real good think about how healthy our diets really are. And a place that knows a lot about healthy eating is Fillmore and Union, and I'm here with Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hello. So it's to basically promote healthy eating in offices, schools, organisations, and they're trying to make you eat and drink better, be more active, learn about where your food is coming from, and encourage healthy cooking at home.
There are Fillmore and Union restaurants and cafes across the Stray FM area. Harrogate, Wetherby, Ilkley, Skipton. If people get a train from York train station, they will know about it. But what does healthy eating mean to you and the team at Fillmore and Union?
There's a lot of confusion nowadays, especially in the media. You hear a lot of conflicting things, you know, whether fat's good, fat's bad, low carb, high carb. But there are a few key points which you can't really argue with, and that's what we focus on at Fillmore. So we use mainly whole and processed foods. Plants should definitely make up a large part of your diet or a part of your plate when you're making a dish. You should regularly consume lean proteins, whether that's a vegetarian sauce or a meat sauce.
So what would a non-lean protein be then, as in what meat should we eat less of?
A fatty cut, say like pork belly, things like bacon. Obviously, in moderation, that is fine, but not on a very regular occasion.
So pork belly every single evening and a massive bacon sandwich every morning, maybe not. But
maybe
chicken might be okay.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Okay. And lean fish, that kind of thing. Another really, you'll have heard of course that sugar gets a really bad rap recently, so that's completely warranted. Anything you can do to reduce the sugar content of your diet, especially refined sugar, is always better. Fats have had a really bad press, but it's super important to get some healthy fats in there. And so when we create our dishes, this is what we're focusing on. We're looking at whole and processed foods, which aren't ridiculously high calories and have all these balanced nutrients in them. Something they've encouraged during this week is doing swaps. So if you're thinking about going out for a meal, say you go out normally and have, you know, a really unhealthy burger with packed with cheese and deep fried things, maybe consider going to Fillmore. You know, we do loads of different options, you know, light salads with healthy sides, but we still offer, you know, steaks, peppercorn sauce, this kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm. I am a big fan actually of dinner, tea time at Fillmore and Union, and what I have noticed actually is that even if you go for a three course, which does make it feel like an occasion, doesn't it, three courses, and you don't leave feeling really heavy and really slow. So that must be partly to do with everything that you've been talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everyone can relate to the difference you feel if you eat something really high calorie, you know, processed kind of food. You don't feel good after it. Your body's almost telling you it rejects it. Mm. Whereas if you eat something healthy, you can almost immediately feel a difference in your energy and just like how you feel.
Okay, well, to celebrate Healthy Eating Week then, Jake, I'm guessing you're probably going to recommend people bobbing into Fillmore and Union. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Of course, yeah. Like, whether it's, you know, lunchtime, we do, in our takeouts, we have amazing, like, salad boxes, loads of different things, you know. The majority of it's plant-based, you know. They're super, super filling. There's loads of fibre in there, protein. And I think you'll love them if you try them.
Yeah. Jake, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fillmore and Union on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.